In beekeeping, we have a number of enemies that can cause damage to either the hives themselves or the bees. For example, we have an animal which is known as a honey badger. This animal, which looks like a cat, but is short and stout, black and white, this one can cause great damage to beehives as well as the honey and the brood inside there. We also have red ants. These, they cause damage to bees. They kill the bees, actually, if they go into the hive.
How do you protect the beekeeping itself from these animals and insects you have mentioned so far?
Initially, the beekeeper has to look for a nice place where he can place his hives in the forest. Enemies like red ants, those are found in damp areas. Mm. So a beekeeper has to avoid such areas. And the way a hive is placed in the field, it has to be installed in such a way that it is away from trees. For example, the beekeeper selects a place where there are two poles mm-hmm. or two freestanding trees, which should be 5 or 4 meters apart. And then the hive will be hung in between these two trees.
Using what?
Using wire. From the ground to the bottom of the hive, it has to be 1.2 meters.
Not less than that.
Not less than that. Because the honey badger is 90 centimeters when it stands on its feet.
Oh.
Now, should it be less than a meter, it means when it stands on its feet, it will be able to catch the hive and damage it. But if it's above that, it will be unable to do that. Now, because you have hung the hive in between the two trees, it can also climb
the tree
and slide to the hive. Now, we have what we call honey badger protector, which has to be put on top of the hive.
How does this thing look like?
The honey badger protector is made of sticks, 3 long ones and 12 up to 15 small ones, which you run across. And then you nail these together using 3-inch nails so that it is strong enough. When you put it on top there, it should be bigger than the cover, so that when the honey badger goes on top there, it will just be dancing there without damaging the hive. But without the honey badger protector, even if you have hung between the two trees, it will still attack it.
You talked about the red ants. How does this protect red ants, the positioning?
Firstly, the trees where the hive has been hung must be in a place which has been cleared. You clear the grass around the trees so that the ground is free of grass. On top of that, you add ashes to the base of the trees. Red ants don't like ashes, so they cannot climb the trees. In addition to the ashes at the base of the two trees, you also smear grease to the wires, which you have used to hang the hive to the trees. You put about 5 centimeter length for the grease. Now, when the ants come to the grease, they will not go over that. But it has to be renewed now and then.
Every time.
Because with time, it gets dry. Once it gets dry, it means the first ant that will go there will get caught, and then the next will get caught. In the long run, they will make a bridge which will allow the ants to be passing through even if you put that grease. But once you renew it, now and then, it deters ants to go to the beehive.
Now, how about monkeys? We are told that monkeys are good honey hunters.
Monkeys, they are not bees' enemies, actually. They just go to the hive because they look at the hive as something which they can play with. So they just go there, play. They just disturb the bees because when they are on top of the hive and the hive is swinging, it means inside there, the combs which are warm can get broken. That's the only disadvantage.
Now, we have thieves. They would like to go and get maybe honey and have some money out of nothing. How do farmers protect beehives from thieves?
Vandalism by man is a very tricky thing. because you are dealing with somebody who is thinking. So the first thing, what has to be done is for the beekeeper to be friendly with the communities around. He has to explain to the communities what he's doing there, and even tell them that they are welcome to learn his art of what he's doing. And then if somebody has stolen the honey, the local leaders can call a meeting and talk about that thing. Also, when introducing the beekeeping in an area, it's good that people are made aware, people are sensitized, that they are also free to go and participate in the activity. Finally, the beekeeper himself must make his presence known in the area where he has got his beehives. He must be seen to be going there frequently so that people know that the apiary belongs to Mr. Piri, Mr. Banda, and in that way, thieving will not be taking place. Because normally what happens is people just install beehives and they don't go there, they don't do inspections, and people think it doesn't belong to anybody. So they are free to have a free hand on that.